Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report on Mary Ellen Britton. M-A-R-Y, Ellen, E-L-L-E-N, B-R-I-T-T-A-I-N. Address is 1881 Tracy Drive, Yuba City, California, 95933. Phone continued dictation on Mary Ellen Britton. Her Social Security ID is XXX-XX-0551. Date of birth April 2, 1942. 80-year-old, married, housewife. Turns to Medicare / United Healthcare. Pharmacy is Walmart, 530-751-2701. It is addressed to 2 Raquel, R-A-Q-U-E-L, Monica, M-O-N-I-K-A, Montero, M-O-N-T-E-R-O. NP, below that should say Sutter Health. Should say Family Medicine. Below it should say Yuba Family Medicine. Below that, 460 Plumas.
Doctor, what are we doing for Mary?
NeuroQuant Brain, her questionnaires and follow up, and an EEG.
Okay.
And then the phone number is 916-732-8833. And then below that, 916-738-708. No, it should be this way. The first number is 916-738-7080. The second number is 916-732-8833. Parenthesis fax, end parenthesis. Dear Raquel Montero, NP, and professional colleagues, thank you for referring Mary Ellen Britton for neurological evaluation. As you know, Mary Ellen Britton is an 80-year-old right-handed woman with a longstanding clinical history of rheumatoid arthritis treated on Plaquenil, who has been noticing difficulty with her memory, having to compile lists and perform other associated tasks to maintain her functional capacity. New paragraph, she denied any history of serious dysomnia. New paragraph, she does have a recent finding of sinusitis for which she has received two courses of antibiotic therapy and is due for follow-up. Subparagraph, there have been some visual changes bilaterally of uncertain etiology for which she needs to be seeing ophthalmology as well. New paragraph, besides her symptoms of cognitive decline, she reported isolated ballistic movements occurring on a daily basis with sudden twitching in both the right and left upper extremity, but without unsustained movements and without associated symptoms of pain, headache, or other problem. New paragraph. She has an extensive medication list with a history of adverse reaction to Cipro, producing tendinopathy. New paragraph, current medications include hydroxychloroquine 200 milligrams daily, Atenolol 25 milligrams once a day, paragraph, medicinals include the following: colon, Solaray continence 2 to 3 times a day for bladder control, azo, azo 2 to 3 times per day for bladder control, cranberry caps 3 times a day, 500 milligrams, enzymes, quote unquote, 2 per day at meals for digestion, vitamin B100 and B12, one a day. Vitamin C caps, 500 milligrams 4 times a day. Reversitrol, 250 milligrams daily. Vitamin E, 1 to 2 per day. Boswellia, 2 per day. MK7, 100 micrograms for heart and bone health. Niacin, 1 per day, 500 milligrams for cholesterol. Vitamin D3, 2 per day, 125 micrograms. Zinc, PICOLINATE, once per day, 22 milligrams. Salmon oil, 2 per day, 1,000 milligrams for arthritis. Turmeric, 2 a day, 1,000 milligrams for inflammation. Calcium magnesium capsules, 3 per day, 360/180 milligrams. New paragraph. you reported a past medical history of asthma, arthritis, bronchitis, hernia, dyslipidemia, rheumatoid arthritis, and ulcers, subparagraph, infectious disease history, chickenpox, pneumonia, tonsillitis. New paragraph, systematic review of symptoms, general. She reports forgetfulness and numbness. EENT, transient dizziness, hay fever, reduced hearing, nasal pruritus, tinnitus, sinus disease, rhinitis, visual flashes and halos. She wears eyeglasses. Endocrine, she reports a change in her hair growth. Respiratory, she reports a history of, quote, lung difficulty, unquote, asthma and wheezing, and pleurisy. Cardiovascular, she reports hypertension, distal edema in the hand and feet, and an irregular heartbeat. Gastrointestinal, food sticks in her throat. She has a history of gallbladder disease, a history of ulcer disease. Genitourinary, she has frequency, nocturia, and reduced bladder control. Hematological, she reported no symptoms with difficulty with healing, bruising, or excessive bleeding. New paragraph, locomotor musculoskeletal. She reports difficulty with walking, weakness in her muscles and joints. She denied claudication or varicose veins. New paragraph. Neck, no symptoms reported. Dermatological, she reports a history of rash. Female gynecological. She stands 5 feet 4 inches and a half tall, weighs 220 pounds. Menarche occurred at age 13. Her last pap smear was several years ago. Last rectal, 7 or 8 years ago. She reports recent urinary tract or bladder infection. She's completed mammography. She did not indicate a history of breast tenderness or lumps or discharge. She's had 5 pregnancies with 3 live births, 2 miscarriages. 1 daughter born in 1964. 1 daughter born in 1970. 1 other daughter. Sexual function. She did not answer questions regarding sexual function. She denied a history of exposure or infections to transmissible sexual disease. New paragraph. mental health. She reported that stress is a problem for her, but denied other mental symptoms. Neuropsychiatric, she denied a history of psychiatric referral or treatment, history of convulsions, fainting, or paralysis, new paragraph. Personal health and safety, she does not live alone. She does not have a history of frequent falls. She's completed an advanced directive. She denied exposures to verbally threatening behaviors, physical and sexual abuse, new paragraph. Personal and family health history. She was born on April 2nd, 1942. She's 80 years old and right-handed. New paragraph, family history. Her father died at age 90 from old age. Her mother died at age 93 with cancer of the bladder. She has an 83-year-old brother who's in good health. Her husband, age 82, is in excellent health and memory. Her three children, ages 53 to 58, all daughters are in excellent health. New paragraph, she gave a family history of arthritis, asthma, cancer, heart disease, hypertension, tuberculosis, and other serious disease, such as rheumatoid arthritis. She denied a family history of bleeding tendency, chemical dependency, convulsions, diabetes, or mental illness. New paragraph, operations and hospitalizations. She's had a number of operative interventions, all with good outcome, including cholecystectomy 2004, hysterectomy 1992, knee replacement left 2011, laminectomy and lumbar fusion L4-5 2014, hernia repair August 2020, carpal tunnel surgery October 2020. She has been hospitalized and under constant medical care for her rheumatoid arthritis from 1960 to 2022. New paragraph. Neuromusculoskeletal review of systems. General, she reports constant fatigue, reduced concentration, hearing, memory, paresthesias, and numbness. New paragraph, head. She denied neuralgia or unusual headaches. Blackouts or altered mental status. There's no separate family history. New paragraph, neck. She did not indicate a history of neuralgia, but has reduced grip strength in both upper extremities and numbness in her feet and fingers with some constant pain. Some stiffness in her hip joints and fingers. Upper back and arms. She has no neuralgia. She reported some numbness in her fingers and feet. No particular pain, but stiffness in her joints until she begins movement. Sense of swelling in the hands until she moves. New paragraph, middle back. tonight's symptoms, low back. She denied symptoms, shoulders. She reported some paresthesia, some neuralgia when she sleeps on her side, relieved by movement. She denied other symptoms of pain, paresthesias, or weakness in paragraph elbows. She described some neuralgia in her elbows, but reported no pain, paresthesias, or weakness. New paragraph, wrists. She had symptoms, hips. At times she experiences some weakness. Depending upon the etiology, new paragraph, ankles. She denied numbness, pain, paresthesias, or weakness. Feet, she has some numbness in the feet. Without relief, no pain, paresthesias, or weakness. New paragraph. Neurological review of systems. She does report some recent visual changes for which she'll be seeing the ophthalmologist. Subparagraph, she has a recent history of findings of sinusitis for which she's under evaluation treatment. New paragraph. She denied double vision or loss of vision or other visual changes. New paragraph. She denied difficulties with her sense of smell, taste, chewing, swallowing, or phonation. New paragraph. She denied facial pain or weakness. New paragraph. She denied neck pain or weakness. New paragraph. She had other unusual weakness in the upper or lower extremities. New paragraph. She describes myoclonic or ballistic movements that are transient, infrequent, at times during the day without obvious precipitating or relieving factors. New paragraph. She denied a sense of stiffness or tremor. New paragraph. She denied serious difficulty with ambulation or falls. New paragraph. She denied having serious dysomnia. New paragraph. Neurological examination. Today, Mary Ellen Britton is alert, oriented, and quite pleasant. She does, by her report, have difficulty with a short-term memory. Subparagraph, close questioning. Today initially reveals that she thinks the last president was George Bush, but then corrects that to Donald Trump. The president before Trump was Bush, then Obama. The president before Obama was Bush. New paragraph. Her thinking is logical and goal-oriented and appropriate for the clinical circumstances. New paragraph. There's no unusual thinking or ideation. New paragraph. Motor activity in the upper and lower extremities is demonstrates normal movement and coordination. New paragraph. There's no evidence of sensory impairment on mobilization and activity. New paragraph. Deep tendon reflexes were deferred. New paragraph. Ambulatory examination shows fluid ambulation without ataxia or falls. New paragraph. Diagnostic impression. Mary Ellen Britton presents with a clinical history of cognitive decline, bladder incontinence, and findings on a recent MR imaging study of some ischemic microvascular disease, white matter changes. New paragraph. She has a history of early cognitive decline with difficulty in short-term memory, findings suggesting relative features of a Korsakoff-type psychosis with short-term memory cognitive impairment. Recommendations. I am giving her the National Institute of Health and Neurological Disorders Quality of Life questionnaires for her to complete and return for a more comprehensive assessment of her functional capacity. New paragraph. We are scheduling her for a high-resolution 3D neuroquantitative brain imaging study with and without contrast. New paragraph. I will see her back with those results in consideration for further evaluation and diagnostic laboratory testing for risk factors for cognitive impairment, that is treatable cognitive impairment, and degenerative dementia. New paragraph. In return, we will see if we need to do a home sleep study. Although she said she had this done several years ago and it was unremarkable. New paragraph. I'll send a full report when she returns and my signature.